Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Welcome in, everyone. Once again, we're here live and in living color in the little corner room at the historic Clay County Courthouse. And once again, we'd like to thank you for allowing us to come into your homes this morning. And maybe we'll be as refreshing as that first cup of coffee was this morning. My guest got him one that looked like about a half a gallon here in a cup. We'll be getting him on here in a minute. We got Mr. Kimes here and Miss Corey Key going to be talking to us a little bit here in a few minutes. But first, I don't know, I've got a whole bunch of stuff to do for public service things here. You're on WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. Need to let everyone know exactly where we're at. Of course, I guess they do know since they've got us tuned in on the radio, but remind them and anyone that's listening to this, tell your neighbors about our show here and get out and patronize the folks here in Salina that make this possible, those that sponsor this show. And who is Minnie Pearl? You say we're just so proud to be here. And we are. We're proud to be here each week, and we hope that we bring some enlightening, some lively news, a little bit of fun stuff maybe. And we've got a whole bunch of fun stuff coming up here in and around the courthouse beginning this weekend. And we'll talk about that here just in a few minutes. But right now we'll work in one of those commercial breaks for a few minutes, couple, 3 minutes, however long they want to use, and then they'll let me know when they're ready for me to talk again, and we'll begin back up with the show today. But right now, let's just take a little short break.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org, but you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio, you're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, We're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
We're back. We hadn't gone anywhere. My guests hadn't tried to escape. We've got a little fire going in here this morning in the old fireplace. It's getting pretty cozy in here. We've started decorating a little bit here in the courtroom. We've got the outside, most of our decorating done there. We've got our old Christmas tree that was passing away slowly, but surely we got it replaced. Got a new one out there. Beautiful tree. Not hardly as big as our other one, but beautifully shaped tree. And we've got some decorations. I think we've got to put some back. We had one or two that blowed away the other day. It seems like that turns the switch on for a big heavy wind to come through about the next day after we get all the stuff put out here. And I think some of it may have blown over to the river and gone all the way down to Nashville. We'll probably hear from someone returning something to us from down there here before long. But we run into that, seems like, just about every year. I think that may have been what stopped the drought, where we hung that stuff up. They wanted to get it good and wet. But we're glad to be here this morning. I've got a whole bunch of things here that are going on in Clay County coming up. I know here at the courthouse, this Saturday, we've got our mistletoe market coming up. And I think we've got vendors this year, and we're going to try to fill up the entire courthouse, first and second floor, with vendors this year. We've got Barbara Boone's coming in with her baskets. We've got Mr. Jack Smith down, I think he's from down toward Macon County, that does this wood turning, that turns out some beautiful, decorative bowls and stuff like that. We've got Ann and Scott Fife from over in Kentucky that do weaving, that have all kinds of woven rugs, pillows, pillowcases, all that kind of, where they've got a big hand weaving machine they turn this stuff out on. We've got Betsy Fox, our local artist here, who by the way, did a limited edition print for us this year that we've got for sale here, of a Christmas scene of the courthouse that is beautiful, and we'll have those on sale Saturday. So they are a limited edition. The edition will be size number 9 up through 92, and those of us that are about my age around here remember the significance of that number 92. That was a number on our license plates here for about 10 years back from the 50s up through, it may have been longer than that, up through the 70s, I guess. So we were county number 92. I think most of us folks that are at least my age and maybe a little younger on up remember that number. So that's the edition size we decided for this limited edition print that we will have on sale. And like I said, we've got all kinds of people coming. I think Miss Lisa Thompson's bringing down some of her homewares and housewares and crafts for sale. Folks, we've had phone calls from all over the area, from Tennessee and Kentucky, folks saying they're going to be here, and I've told them to come on, and we'll find a place here in the courthouse for them. And as I said, we're going to be using upstairs and downstairs. So all you folks listening, tell your neighbors and everybody to come out and find that unique, special gift for a Christmas gift. All right. Also, we've got the next weekend on the 10th, and there was a typo in the paper this week. I think I typed it in wrong. I don't know where my mind was at the time. I think I turned in. It was on the 7th of December at 7. Well, it's actually on December the 10th at 7. So remind you that I think we had other articles. We've got all of our posters that have it correct. But Courthouse Christmas this year, we're doing a little one-act play. It appears as though a young lady, she's about 9 or 10 years old, has sued Santa Claus. And we're going to have a trial before we can go on with our show. She's got him sued for $10 million. And if he loses the case, that may bankrupt his whole empire, and Christmas may have to be called off. So we're going to have to decide that. And then after we get through with the trial, we'll either be having a Christmas celebration or a Christmas memorial. We don't know for sure which one it's going to be yet. But that's going to be a great fun trial here in the courthouse. We're up there behind with the judge. Judge Trudy's got her gavel in her hand, and she's ready to start court. And we've got witnesses. We've got elves. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is going to be testifying. So it's going to be a great show. And then after that, we've got a number of our local folks that are going to be performing basically every kind of Christmas music you can think of, classical country, old-fashioned Christmas songs, bluegrass. We've got Brimstone Bluegrass coming on. They're always with us every year. We've got some new people, Tristan Stafford, and she's got, I think maybe her brother's helping her. And we've got Leah Strong's family, of course, coming back. And this year we've got Joseph Smith and his boys. Joseph normally plays the Opry in December, but I think he's getting off this year, so he's coming in. We've got Miss Amy Tilson, who's been in our show for the past few years. We've also got the Baptist Choir coming in. They're going to do a couple of religious numbers. Charlie Goad will be back with something singing this year. He did Blue Christmas last year, so hopefully he'll have something new this year. And I think we've got the group over at the high school called Harmony River that are coming, P. Ridge Gals. We've got Emma Ogletree and maybe some of her brother and maybe a cousin or two. Her dad, Craig, usually comes in, but he has a telephone social that he has to go to that night, so he can't be with us this year. And also we've got the Collins kids. That's Luke Collins' daughters, and they're going to come in and do a couple of Christmas songs. So we've got a whole bunch of entertainment that night. Tickets are $5. You can pick them up over at either one of the banks, and we'll have some over at the chamber, and the tickets are there now. Admission's $5, and the size of the courtroom is limited. We're hoping to put enough chairs in there where we can maybe get 140, 150 people in there this year. So, and it's just a one-time show, so you need to check by the banks, get your tickets, and come over and join us for that. And let's see, we've got some other announcements here coming up, I guess, tomorrow. And this is from the Clay County Mobile Food Pantry and Second Harvest. And they're having... on Friday, December the 2nd, their last food distribution for 2016. It'll be down at the fairgrounds. The distribution will begin around 9:15, depending on the time that the food gets here and they get it ready. And they have 250 tickets for Clay County residents, and only two families per vehicle will be allowed to pick up food. And we also ask that a snack or beverage be brought for each folks in the car in case they get delayed and get hungry before they get to where the big sacks of food are at. So remind you of that. So, and then also on Saturday, we got all kinds of stuff going on this week. On Saturday, after we get through, then we're coming back on Sunday this year. We've got our Christmas parade coming up on Sunday, December the 4th. And the parade itself will start at 1:30. And let's see, I've got the entry here. Says that the lineup will start around noon up at the Subway parking lot. And the floats will be judged on how well they portray the theme this year. And the theme is My Favorite Christmas Memories. And they'll have plaques for the best overall float, the best youth group, the best church. Then they'll also be doing an award for the best storefront here in Salina. And also then for all of the vintage vehicles that come by to join the parade, they'll have the best vintage vehicle. And after the parade's over, they are going to end here at the Courthouse Square, and they'll have the little award ceremony. And they've had some entries. I think they may be getting a little bit late to get the entries in, but everyone is welcome to come up to the Subway parking lot around noon or so and get a number and get in line and get ready to parade around through Salina. Always a big deal, and look like it's going to be hopefully beautiful weather and great day to turn out and then come back down to the square. I'm sure they'll maybe, I don't know if anyone's performing this year or not, but they'll have some hot chocolate and coffee here. So those are things that we need to keep in mind this weekend. And I've killed the first section of the show here. I guess we might all take another little break. I've had you guys on hold for all day, haven't I? Still with me?
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Needs to be a walk in the park.
Clean and wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate. Keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook. Make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill. Refrigerate food promptly.
Yeah.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Okay, we're back now. I've caught my breath again after all of that barrage I force you folks to listen to. And speaking of Wendy, do we have a Wendy here? No Wendy. We got a Cora, though, hadn't we? And Cora's not Wendy. Oh, much stuff to tell us about here this morning. But before we do that, let's remind everyone again about the Dairy Queen cake, 243-5574. And we've got a whole list of names here, and we've got 2 weeks' worth. And here in a minute, we'll be using our sophisticated, non-computerized selection system, and we'll pick out two winners this year. So we'll have two certificates down at the Chamber Building, where you can go by and pick up your certificate and go get you a cake. All right. I've got Mr. Randall Kimes here with us this morning. I think I thought you retired.
I have, but I haven't.
So you're still around part of the time.
Yeah, I've took a post-retirement appointment to kind of assist in the transition. We finalized the hiring of my replacement last night. Mr. Jason Schultz from Knoxville area is coming in, and Jason and his wife, they have a small child, 6-month-old child, and he's going to fit in like pockets on a shirt. I mean, it's going to be a good thing.
What was that word again? A transition? I hadn't heard that word lately. Transition team? I hadn't heard that anywhere, I don't think.
It's kind of a prominent thing, but my thing is probably not as prominent as some of the other transitions.
So you hadn't got as big a committee on
it. I'm not having to select a whole lot.
Coming with him this morning, Key, and we talked about earlier, she's been around the world here since the last time we had her. I think she was on here the last time on the judging team that maybe been down to the Wilson County Fair and down to the State Fair. And now, Cora, what have you been doing lately?
All right, so the judging team, we have been practicing at Wilson County Fair and State Fair. And since then, we have been practicing almost every weekend all the way through September, October, and the beginning of November. And 2 weeks ago, we went to Louisville, Kentucky to compete where all of our hard study and paid off. We were the fourth team in the nation, and I was second individual with 1 point away from being the top individual in the nation for skill-a-thon. And what we competed on was wool judging, hay judging, different breeds of livestock, different meat cuts, equipment to handle them, medicines, practical knowledge of agriculture. And then we had live animals and live feeds to analyze, which would be the best to keep and further our production of agriculture.
Is that all?
Yeah.
I don't know whether I could keep up with that list if I had it all written down. Did you personally have to work with each one of those categories?
Yes, so you the contest was about an all-day event. It started at 9 a.m. and ended about 5 or 6 that night with no breaks. And you had to go to, like, each category and tell the judges your opinions, and then some of them you had to write it down on paper and turn it in on each category.
And how many people were there? Was every state represented?
Almost every state. There was over 20 states from across the nation. There was Texas, New York, Maryland, Tennessee, Kentucky. There was almost every state had a team.
Okay, and this is a part of the senior 4-H?
Yes, so how you get elected onto the Skeleton team is at the three livestock events over the year, such as the Pig Show, Beef Show, and Sheep Show, and they take the two highest scores from each contest and make a team of 6, which will later be finalized down to the 4 that competes to represent Tennessee.
Okay, and you were one of those 4. Who were the other 3, Cor? Do you remember those right off the top of your head?
Lucy Allen from Macon County, Kristen Brown from Overton County, and Leanna Tanner from Wilson County.
So they're all right through here close together, aren't you? And you, how many nights a week, days a week, did you guys practice for this thing?
On Mondays, we had a Zoom meeting, which, if you don't know, it's kind of like a Skype meeting where you can see the other people and they would hold up materials and we would have to write down answers and show our answers. And those were on Monday nights and would last about 2 to 3 hours. And then on Thursday nights, we were sent a test over the computer that we had to turn in that night. And then Friday, Saturday, Sundays, we would pick an area and get in a hotel or in a cabin, and we would stay there and study every Friday, Saturday from August to last week.
You know, a lot of folks don't realize that when you go to one of these national events, one of the things that it's so hard to get used to is that when you go to these events, you ain't home no more. You're somewhere in a hotel room in a totally strange city, totally strange atmosphere, and you're supposed to be able to compete and do things. And that's tough, isn't it?
It's hard to be your best, especially if we had a time change going to Louisville, and so it messed up our sleep, and you couldn't eat the food from home, and it's hard to be your best in a new place.
And, you know, I know from the days of teaching and coaching when you had an event, I think I learned after a few years that if you could get in like a tournament somewhere or another where you had to take the team together, put them in a strange situation together, and that was a big, big learning curve for folks it's like I said, it's not home. Mom and Dad's not there to tell you when you got to go to bed. It's you, isn't it?
Absolutely. You have to wake up and get dressed and get your shower and be ready to go at a set time, and there's nobody there to tell you when to do it, and you have to be motivated enough to push yourself.
Okay, and I know all the studying and all those things. When you got at the show, the contest, I know you had all these examples you went through and everything, but all those things you placed before was something new that you hadn't seen before.
Absolutely. So we had been over hay and wool, but we hadn't seen the hay and wool that they were going to give us. So even though we had been over scenarios of different ways they could ask the question, we actually didn't do so well on the hay because of how they asked it. We had been practicing for older adult cattle, and they said, you have some young cattle which wouldn't need the protein requirements, and it kind of tricked us up, and they tried to do a lot of different tricks on the medicine that we had been studying, like how to find it on the bottle and how much to give them, as such as the veterinarian would. But they gave us a cattle medicine to treat sheep, so you had to go tell the official that you couldn't give this medicine to your sheep, and they tried to throw in lots of little tricks up there.
So, I mean, they had to be on your toes, didn't you?
Had to pay attention to what they were wanting.
But what you were doing with, like you said, with the hay, you're looking at trying to choose the hay that would be the most nutritious for your animals, and different types of hay would be better for cattle, for different types of cattle, different types of horses, sheep, or whatever, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. So the young cattle, if you give them so much protein, they'll run into a problem of scouring and reduced growth, as where older adult cattle that are lactating or fixing to have young would need a higher quality hay, so you had to know which hays go with which type of animals and when to give it, and you had to factor in cost as well, as how much does the hay cost to produce you some money.
And the best I remember back from years ago, that if you fed the wrong kind of hay to your to your horses or your mules or something, that if you fed them their own kind of hay, that you could actually ruin and cripple them.
You absolutely can. You have to pay attention to things like that.
Because it makes their feet sore, doesn't it, some of them, which is something, you know, that, you know, it sounds strange to us, but if you you do that, you can ruin your livestock, can't you, for it, and actually lose them.
With horses, it's called founder when they get too much of the wrong kind of hay, and it makes their feet sore, and you may not be able to ride them again and ever get them back. So it's good to learn the information about the type of feed you're feeding your animals.
Okay, and I know the other things there, you said you had some things that you did on the computer. You're studying on the computer. What about the use of the computer in the agricultural field now by the farmers? I'm sure you all have touched on that.
Well, it's a great advantage with the technology we have now today. You can look up all these different diseases that they could ask us. So we use the Internet as a helpful source to study, as well as being able to see all of our teammates, even though we were several miles apart. We could all get on the computer and see each other and talk as a team and learn how to work together, as well as take tests and have our results there and keep going back over stuff that we needed to look at.
And I think I heard a cattleman talking the other day about having DNA tests run on his cattle to determine the type of cow, the type of livestock they had, and how many calves they could expect from a cow based on their DNA. Did you get into anything like that?
We did a little bit. We did a practice called EPD, which is expected pregnancy difference. So you would look at how much the cow's mama, how much milk she produced, and how much milk her grandma produced, and you could have a number of how many pounds of milk the calf would produce. And we had to figure a couple of those, which it wasn't so much technology as it was writing down numbers and keeping sheets. But we also had to study some blood testing, such as testing pigs for brucellosis or sheep for scrapie disease through their blood. So there is some of that in the technology.
With that, let's take a little short break and work in a couple of commercials, and we'll be back just in a moment. Cora's got a whole bunch more stuff to tell us about.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Back to us. We're here. We're ready to go. But I guess I need to read off this list of names we've got here that's been compiled over the last 2 weeks. Since we weren't on last week, we got the week off so we could celebrate Thanksgiving. And most of us have recuperated from it. Randall, did you put on any weight during that Thanksgiving period?
That's the problem, yes. Ample.
See, it's hard to turn down all that good food.
Well, when you have a mother-in-law that cooks very well, and I refuse not to eat her food, that's the greatest compliment you can pay a cook.
Well, absolutely.
Just to eat.
Absolutely. And we do a good job at that, don't we?
Excellent.
Okay, looking down our list here, we've got quite a good list, like I said, from 2 weeks, beginning with birthday. Miss Betsy Fox celebrated a birthday within these past 2 weeks. I think she was in the first week. Then we had Tommy and Karen Thompson, all from their friends and family, wanting to wish them a happy anniversary. And also, that same caller also had Haskell Colson in there. Haskell's one of our old buddies from up in the east end of the county. I can't remember if he was a classmate of mine or not. I don't know if he was. That'd make him pretty old, wouldn't it, Randall? And also celebrating this past week was Betty Johnson, celebrated the birthday. And then the Cunninghams, Bart and Carolyn, celebrated an anniversary. And I believe it was Bart that called this in. I'm going to tell on him. So Carolyn, he did remember that it was anniversary. So be good to him. And also Ruth Copas and her son Tony both celebrated a birthday on the 29th. That's Ruth and Tony Copas. And then Barbara Hale celebrated a birthday on the 28th. And this from her friends and family. And Autumn Thompson, she celebrated on the 20th. And this came in from I think most of her Comer relatives from over in Monroe County, her mother, grandmother, I think maybe a great-grandmother, and I know she has maybe great-great-grandmother lives here in Clay County. Miss Lola Morris is her great-great-grandmother, I believe. And then our guest here today, she had a birthday on about the 25th, and she turned 18. So happy birthday, Cora.
Thank you.
And then on the 23rd, Anna Savage celebrated a birthday. And also on the 23rd, Jane Miller. And then on the 30th, Mr. Amon Kendall from Mount Moss celebrated a birthday. And I think Mr. Amon is up about, he's 87 or 88 maybe. But we'd like to wish all these folks a very, very happy birthday. And here toward the end of the show, we'll be drawing out a couple of names that will win a birthday and anniversary cake from the folks over at the Salina Dairy Queen, the Grill Chill folks over there, Tiffany Montgomery and all the girls and the young men that work over there. They do an excellent job of preparing food for you, have a great breakfast every morning, and you can order a la carte stuff over there. You don't have to order a number one, a number two, or whatever. You can go up and tell them what you want, and they'll fix it for you. So, and also, they've got their $5 meals or $6 meals. Just all kinds of good food over there. So go over and patronize those folks and tell them you heard about it on the radio show and tell them you're glad that they're giving away a cake here each week for our birthday and anniversary folks. And let's see. Let's get back to Cora. Cora, we've talked about a lot of stuff up there, and you said you finished second. What was your score, Cora?
A 329.
And what was the winning score?
A 330.
Well, do you know what went wrong?
Well, I know that I missed the T-bone steak, which is a silly mistake that almost everyone knows, but I guess in the nervousness and the pressure that I simply missed the T-bone steak, and that's a two-point question, and I would have won the nation if I would have got that. I think it's going to bother me for quite some time.
Well, do you think you'll be able to look a T-bone steak in the face for a while?
Next time I go to Scott's, I'm just going to have to walk past that section pretty fast.
And say, look what you did to me. But second in the nation by 1 point. That's pretty good, isn't it?
It is a great accomplishment.
And I know lots and lots of hard work went into this. And as you said, you guys practiced day and night, sounds like, for a long, long time. But now, what about the trip up to Louisville? Did you have time to look around in Louisville, or was it all just all business?
A little bit of time, not a whole lot. We went up on Saturday so we could study all day Saturday and Sunday, and we went to a couple grocery stores to look at the meats in Louisville, trying to get a heads up. And then we competed on all day Monday, and Tuesday was a free day, so we got to, like, walk around Louisville and see some of the livestock that were showing up there during the livestock show. But Tuesday was our free day, and then Wednesday was the awards banquet.
Well, Randall, you remember that old busman's holiday is what that sounds like, didn't it? Where when the bus driver got a holiday, went on a bus ride, didn't he?
Exactly.
Okay. Of course, congratulations on this. And I know you've had some other things going on, haven't you, since we've got you here?
Yes. Yesterday I got back from 4-H Congress in Atlanta. It is the National 4-H Congress. Tennessee has a difficult process of selecting who gets to go, and Tennessee took 44 members from across the state out of over 18,000 members, so I was lucky to be one of the 44 that got to go, experience a lot of things in Atlanta and spend time there and meet 4-H members from across the nation. Almost every state had a person there to represent their state, and Puerto Rico also had some people there.
So you got to meet a bunch of people again, didn't you?
Absolutely. It was from last Friday on my birthday until Tuesday.
That's a pretty good birthday present. When did you have any time in Atlanta?
Yes, we did a lot of things. One day we did a service project where I got to go to a less wealthy school in Atlanta, and it really opened my eyes to see how these kids were doing everything they could to learn how to go to school. When some of them didn't have a ride or a jacket, that they were still going to school, and sometimes we complain over little things that don't matter and how much them teachers love them kids there.
Well, you know, the thing that a lot of us folks out in the country, we don't realize that a lot of urban students, the big yellow bus doesn't come by their house, and they have to find their own way to school. And, of course, a lot of them, the neighborhood schools, that they walk to them, or the city buses, and that's something we're not used to, and that's kind of an eye-opener, isn't it?
It was definitely an eye-opener for me. As well as we were there, we got to tour the World Coke Factory, which was pretty cool. We got to try the Coca-Cola from almost every nation in the world. Some of them weren't so great, and some of them were pretty good that I really liked. And we did lots of other things while we were there. We visited the Atlanta History Museum. And then we did a culture night where every state prepared, and some even countries prepared, a dish from their state, and we got to try them. So that was really cool to get to see how our culture and how Atlanta really does expand on the culture.
And I believe the World of Coke is near. Did you get to stick your head down into underground Atlanta?
We did not, but I got to hear some pretty cool stuff about it.
If you've never, that's a great community of its own under the ground down there. I think during the Civil War, when Atlanta got attacked, a lot of the merchants and the folks there, they actually buried down under the ground, dug out basements and things like that, and had businesses down there, stores, restaurants, and everything below ground. And it's a great tourist attraction, but I knew the World of Coke was near that. The 4-H programs, I remember years ago, I knew a young lady, I think maybe she was from Colorado or somewhere, that was in the National 4-H, and I think that their 4-H there in Colorado, they had some exchange things where someone like you might be lucky enough to do an exchange maybe in a summer at a farm like in Ireland or somewhere. Is that still in existence, Randall? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, it is. There's several of those type programs. They're done on a county exchange kind of a deal in state, within the United States. And then there are, 100 or so international students that come in and go to different places. I know Paul and Phillips Boyce, years ago, they hosted an exchange student from Japan. Those cultural things, that's what is, kind of is one of the unique things of the 4-H programs. They're expensive, and with the current events in the world being what they are, they're much more difficult now to do than they used to be. But they're very eye-opening for the people that participate.
I'm sure, like I said, the farm procedures in Japan would have to be totally different, because they, I think they sell their land by the square inch or something over there.
Yeah.
They don't sell it by the acre. Well, now, Cora, have you got anything else to tell us about maybe that's happened in the last little bit to you? Of any more awards of any kind? I know personally you're getting ready to head up to the Hill, aren't you?
Yeah, so a couple weeks ago I accepted into the University of Tennessee at Knoxville, and right now I'm just kind of working on some scholarships, and I'm teaching some skillathon to some fourth graders here in Clay County so that they can do skillathon at the State Hog Show in January, and that's kind of the next big event coming up would be the State Hog Show.
Okay, and now, and you're going to be majoring in?
Animal science and pre-veterinary medicine.
Now, that's a big surprise. And what do you plan on doing with that? Are you looking to come back home, or are you looking to get out and see the world?
I'm not exactly for sure. I think when I'm up there and opportunities present themselves, but I'm open to move, but I would love to stay here because I love here. So I'm good with either one. Whatever presents itself would be the best option at the time.
Of course, opportunities are much more limited for someone that specializes in things to come back home than it is if you like just go into some of the more normal occupations. But look like you're going to have a specialty that regionally you may be needed when the time comes. Hopefully that maybe all of the agriculture folks will get together and they'll hire some type of regional specialist that will fit you.
I hope.
And we'll get you back. Okay, let's take a little short break again, and we're going to come back, and we've still got quite a bit of time. We may let Randall tell us about what's going on down at the office down there. He may have a little background on his successor, and he can tell us what his other help down there is doing and what's going on here with the extension. Is it still Extension Service? Yes, Extension. The Homemakers things once changed their name, and they're now what is their official name now?
I'm not going to venture because I always mess it up.
Well, I do too. That's why I'm not saying. But we'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me. You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
This should be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Peter!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. Cora, have you got anything else that you want to enlighten the folks with for a few minutes, or do we need to turn it over to Randall here in a few minutes?
I just want to say that it's a good experience that if you have kids or grandkids to get them into the 4-H, they can start at the fourth grade, and then it can help them open a lot of doors of opportunity for them. Maybe if they're not active in sports or ball, that it would be a great program to get involved for, and it's got something for everybody.
And Do you want to do the 4-H pledge real quick for us this morning?
I pledge my head to clear thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health for better living.
Yeah, I like to spring out on her every once in a while because she didn't have a clue that was coming. And we caught her just for a second. Thanks, Cora, for being with us. Randall, I think you mentioned a minute ago that you do have a successor now and the transition team's in place.
My replacement is Mr. Jason Schultz. He grew up north of Knoxville on a beef cattle and a horse farm. He is a UT graduate in Animal Science Corps. He has a BS and a master's from UT. He has been working for Tennessee Farmers Co-op in East Tennessee. He's been, for the last 6 months, been a warehouse manager over there. He's going to come in and just, I expect good things. He's going to bring some new innovative stuff for the county, stuff that old fogies like me don't have anymore. I think it's going to be a good thing. He'll compliment the staff there at the office. Anthony Maynard is it's not mine anymore. She is the Family Consumer Science agent, and then Wendy Key is the administrative clerk. Going to be good things from the extension office in Clay County. We're going to be proud to have them in the county.
Then you had your right hand to retire before you, didn't she? Your help down there with one of your secretaries?
Yes, Miss Susan Bray is now a full-fledged retiree, and I think she's having the time of her life, and we miss her immensely.
I wonder if she misses you all.
I suspect not.
You think she's having too much fun? Okay, like you said, a younger, different attitude to look at things. Do you think, I know you have talked to him, I'm sure you interviewed him. How do you feel that the direction that he's going to take?
I suspect that he is... He's open-minded to let his program develop as far as the interest and the needs of the local clientele. But I also feel like he's smart enough to recognize there's some uniqueness in the extension program in Clay County. We have stayed with some of the more traditional agricultural programs inside the 4-H livestock we're one of the better programs in the state. It takes a lot of time and effort, but we have a support system. We've got a group of parents and local businesses and volunteers that support those things. So I believe Jason is going to come in and accentuate the strengths of our programs that have been in place, but then bring some of the innovation. You alluded to the technology and computers earlier. Hey, folks, I graduated from college we used to do punch cards. You would go walk around and people would have boxes of punch cards. That was our computer. And as a prank, you would mix people's punch cards up. And now, luckily, I have escaped from the professional workforce as a dinosaur. I didn't have to learn all the technology, but I'm smart enough to know that we are going to accept technology. They have drones being used here locally, not necessarily in Clay County, but I know in Macon and in Jackson County, their young aviators are using their drones, and there's going to be applications for that in agriculture. And Jason is going to be able to communicate in that level where I can. So, I mean, he's going to bring good things to the county.
They'll have to put cowboy hats on them drones, won't they, where they get out and herd cattle.
I suspect we'll see some of those things.
I mean, I can see that you know, using the drones with the cameras on them to go out in the back 40, as we call it, and count the cattle there.
Do field scouting in the row crops, go out and find those wet areas or those diseased areas. We hope that people don't shoot them down, Thomas, but, it's 3 or 4 years ago, they had an incident in Louisville where the neighbor shot the neighbor's drone down. I mean, but those are, we're going to have learning steps in it, but
that technology is coming to us. I mean, we're part of a worldwide economy, and we're going to have to do anything that we can to have a competitive advantage. So, yes, we're going to accept technology, and Jason's going to help us do that.
Well, you know, when you look at, you know, we talk about things like Google Earth. I think that some of these programs now with the satellite cameras can nearly zoom down on, say, an agricultural field and count the ears of corn on a stalk. Especially at that point now with the technology where they can come down from up in space on their cameras and stuff. So, you know, they're just, it's unlimited, isn't it, the things that can be done with things like that.
Well, I remember back in one of the earlier Iraq wars, they were talking about putting a bomb in a 12-inch smokestack 250 miles away. Well, that technology is the same thing that we're using in agriculture. I mean, it's going to be pretty intense.
And, you know, it's something that you and I may hope we'll last long enough to see a whole bunch more changes coming along here. But it's been amazing, like you said, from that first computer. I can remember at Middle Tennessee State when we registered down there with the key punch cards and the computer that read those things took up the entire basement of one of the buildings down there. And now, Cora's got one of these big super Muzzy computers laying on the table here called an Android or an iPhone, one or the other, that does the same thing and even more than those machines that took up an entire room in those days.
But the good thing about it, Thomas, you and I are dinosaurs. The younger generation that are coming on, they understand that, how that technology works. And now to do a promo for 4-H, a key place for 4-H in today's educational program is with technology, there has become an increased need for learning communication skills. Young people still need to be able to get up and speak in front of people, still need to be able to answer questions and respond intelligently. And Cora, the experiences that she has had, that's kind of where the highlight of where 4-H fits in. It's developing those social skills that we still have to function as a productive citizen in our society.
You know, there's nothing that'll ever take away the ability to look someone in the eye and speak to them and understand them and them understand you and be able to get your ideas across by speaking them. You know, so many ideas anymore, as you said, are going to be typed into that thing and somebody will read it somewhere else. And I think when you type them in, you can type them in English and the fellow reads them on the other end can read them in French, Spanish, or whatever language he wants to. So, I mean, it's amazing things that can be done, but nothing will ever take the place of a handshake and a howdy, will it?
Well, I tell 4-H'ers that the difference in their career between the entry-level job and the mid-management and the upper management administration-wise, the difference is going to be the communication skills, that ability to sit down and have a cup of coffee and tell a story and then convey an intelligent thought. I mean, it's a fact of life, and we're thankful that we have 4-H to help do that.
You know, now I know we hear about this thing called artificial intelligence all the time, but, you know, there really isn't one of these machines that can think for itself. I mean, you know, whatever you put in them, they can give you back. There still has to be a human somewhere or another that puts all that in there and makes all those zeros and ones work the way they're supposed to. And, you know, we're not going to become obsolete, I don't believe.
Well, we're going to have to adapt.
Well, now, we've done pretty good with that. Okay, now, we've talked about 4-H, and quickly, we've got a few minutes left. The Extension Service down there and the folks that work with the, what was that big fancy name again for the?
Family and Consumer Science.
Yes, the Family and Consumer Science, yes. Folks. That you have a lot of other programs besides 4-H, but thank goodness 4-H has got you all this publicity.
Well, I tell people, when our young agents that start out, I tell them 4-H is our vehicle for marketability. It's everybody has children or grandchildren, and they're looking for kids to excel. But, you know, my job, I do adult work here locally, assisting farmers. It's an ever-ending process because the economy is changing. I mean, my emphasis early on in the career was back-oriented. Now it's more beef cattle-oriented. But what our goal, when it started back in the 1880 or somewhere or another, they started the extension service. The goal is to take research-based information and convey it to the people that are actually involved in production agriculture. It's a long process, but now the extension programs are the envy of the world. A good friend of mine is the meat science professor at UT, and last year he was a member of a 12-man team that went to Belgium and then on over into some of the former Soviet bloc countries, playing them and helping them to develop an extension program. Our system is kind of the model for the world. I mean, it's been quite successful, and we expect it'll be continue to be successful in the future.
Okay. Real quickly, let me throw a little personal thing in here. I'm going to mention this before, but when I was in the second grade out in New Hope, Miss Cassidy came by there, and I heard, well, the other day I was somewhere and I heard someone saying something about making potato candy.
We have conversed about this in the past, Thomas. I still do not know how to make potato candy. I would like for you to show me sometime.
Powdered sugar and potatoes.
Powder.
Or you can just use powdered sugar if you really want some fat and stuff. We mix all that stuff up with butter, and then she'd put a big roll of peanut butter down it, and you roll all that stuff together and put that in the refrigerator, and that's the best fattening stuff. But second grade, I still remember that, the 4-H meetings that they came by in those days. And we had, I don't know, about 12 or 14 maybe little schools in the county then, and they made it to every one of those at least once every month.
So years ago, you were doing learning by doing.
Learning by doing, and
yes,
a whole lot of the extra stuff came from like 4-H.
Yeah.
When Mr. Cassidy and Mr. Charlie Vaughn come by and met with us at all the little schools out in Clay County.
You can still see the tracks of those early pioneers.
Yeah. Okay, we're about to close out this morning. Let's see, Randall, if you will give me a number between, look like, 1 and 5.
3.
Okay, it looks like the third person down is Autumn Thompson. So she has won a cake. So now then, let's see, let me mark Autumn here. And Cora, I guess if you will give me a number between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. 1 through 8.
7.
Number 7, all right. I can't give that person one. We're going down to the next. Anna Savage has won the cake for this week. Savage, so Autumn Thompson and Anna Savage. You know why I can't give that person your name, Larry, and that she wasn't looking, was she?
No.
if you haven't been. But, folks, it's been a pleasure being here with you this morning. I think we've still got a few minutes left, and during that time, until I'm told to hush, remind everyone that we do have coming up this weekend our mistletoe market, and we'd like to invite anyone that's interested in that unique, handcrafted, hand-built gift to come by. Like, we've had chair makers here, broom makers. We had a gentleman last year, I think, up in around Waterview, Kentucky, up around Marrowbone, that made handmade knives. I know we've got one vendor coming in that does the cut jewelry from the coins. I know he will be here. And as I said, Barbara Boone, Lisa Thompson, Betsy Fox, and we've got our limited edition prints that we're going to have for sale. I need to sell you one of those, Randall, so you can take it home and frame it up for our Christmas memories here at the courthouse. But I guess right now, I don't know how close we are to signing off, but I believe we're getting pretty close, and we want to remind everyone that we'll be back here again next Thursday at this same time, the same channel, here on WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And, of course, we like to sign off, in the way kind of like Tennessee Ernie Ford used to. If any of y'all remember Tennessee Ernie Ford, who said, just bless your little pea-picking heart. I think Randall probably heard that on the radio sometime or other.
Years ago.
And he always closed out, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again. And hopefully we'll meet you here again next week on this same time, same channel, here at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then be sure to listen to our rebroadcast at 6 o'clock tonight on 101.5 Kicks Country. Good day from Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.